Good morning. Dry and seasonably cool temperatures to start this Friday across interior New York and New England. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds from time to time today, although it will be another dry day today with a southerly wind flow developing. Temperatures will be milder than Thanksgiving Day, and most everyone will be in the middle to upper 40s by mid to late afternoon. We'll continue to see partly cloudy skies overnight with the wind increasing out of the southwest. This will keep temperatures in the 30s for overnight lows. On Saturday, a front will approach from the west. A south breeze will push temperatures into the 40s again for afternoon highs, although as the front approaches, we may see some scattered rain showers around. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. On the other side of the front, a bit cooler for the day on Sunday with partly sunny skies. The breeze flips around to the northwest with a few rain and mountain snow showers and highs back to around 40. On Monday, it'll be another dry day with high pressure in control and highs in the lower 40s before another front approaches on Tuesday. Ahead of this front, a stronger southwest breeze will push high temperatures into the lower and middle 50s before the front punches through on Tuesday night. This will leave us back into the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds for both Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will remain in an active wet pattern through the weekend. A series of low-pressure systems will usher in rain to the coastal areas, with mountain snow developing as snow levels drop. Moderate to heavy accumulations will be possible across the northern Cascades, spreading into the northern Rockies as the system pushes inland. Accumulations are expected to be on the lighter side for the Rockies, however. Flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for a large part of western Washington. In addition, much of the northwestern United States and Intermountain West will experience strong winds from these storms, particularly in the Sierra Nevada, the Great Basin, and the northern Rockies and High Plains. Meanwhile, above-average temperatures will occur for much of the central United States today, with several locations ranging from 10 to 20 degrees warmer than their seasonal average. Across the eastern United States, temperatures will remain slightly cooler than average as a cold front and a secondary front sweep through. Rain will linger along a stalled front near Florida. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 6 below 0. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 20, 61% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is holding steady. Past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Lake Elsinore, Valley Center, and San Pascal Valley, all in California, to a low of 5 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny near 50, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 32, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 78 hundredths of an inch for the month and 38.11 inches for the year, which is 2.44 inches of precipitation above normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is 1.6 inches below normal. And for the year, just a trace, and that's 1.9 inches of snowfall below normal. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 576. That's 22 above normal. And 924 for the season, which is 275 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high 70 set in 2014 and the record low 7 in 2000. Sunrise this morning 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds followed by increasing sunshine today and highs in the mid 40s. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 40s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered rain showers in the mid-40s. Partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Sunday with a couple of rain or snow showers near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild on Tuesday in the lower 50s. Back to a mix of sun and clouds and in the upper 40s for both Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.